B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
And I heard, you know, we're talking about UFOs and whatnot.
Well, we sure were. Who can I have a name, please?
Dan Crossland.
Dan Crossland. Dan, welcome to the Stan and Haney Show. We were talking about UFOs.
Yeah, y'all don't seem to know too much about it.
You and pardon me, Dan, and I, we were just talking about it. We've seen a lot of it in the news. And for years and years, people claiming UFOs, they were all being debunked. And now lately, even our government has acknowledged there's something going on. Do you apparently know something? Why don't you tell us?
I'll tell you the most important thing. You don't want to mess with them.
Are you saying this through experience or what you've read?
Personal experience.
Hold it. Personal experience with UFOs, which is could be anything, unidentified flying object, or aliens.
Well, both.
Okay. I'm all ears, Dan. You've intrigued us all. What is your experience with this?
Well, started probably around 2013.
Dan, are you all right?
Yeah, it just happens from time to time. I don't know what they did to me.
Well, but, what they did to you?
I think I might have some reptilian DNA. Well, I don't know for sure about the reptilian DNA. That's just my theory.
Okay.
But I started watching YouTube videos.
Sure. About 2013?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Dan.
And a lot of these videos... Mm-hmm. was saying that you could communicate with the UFO if you just put your mind to it.
Right.
And so I went out to the beach one night on a full moon, stripped nude.
What beach?
Well, it was Boca Grande.
Okay, up there in Boca. That's beautiful up there. I don't know if they allowed nude walking
on
the beach.
They don't, but there's not as many people around there.
And understood.
I got away with it. Let's put it that
okay.
way. Yeah, the nude part, they weren't specific about that, but I figured it couldn't hurt.
Okay. All right. So,
and
yeah.
I concentrated real hard, like I said on the video. And then, lo and behold, I open my eyes and I look up. And I believe there's four of them.
Four what?
They just look like dots in the sky.
Uh-huh. Four dots in the sky.
And it looked like they was doing a little dance to let me know that they heard me.
Mm-hmm. Now, what when you were concentrating on making contact, what were you saying in your head? Come see me, aliens. Come see me. Come. Is that what you were doing?
Well, he said the way that you were supposed to do it is almost like you would be directing the plane into the airport.
Oh, so you're guiding them towards you.
Oh, yeah, I'm the naked guy on Boca Grande.
Right, almost like a beacon.
Yep. The point is, it worked.
All right, and so what were they, coming up from down south Captiva way and heading up to Boca Grande? What were they doing?
I don't know, because... To my perception, they just showed up.
Okay.
And, you know, they bounced red like seeing a laser light show.
Okay, sure. Okay.
And then I lost my train of thought because I thought I heard somebody coming. And, well, they disappeared, and I figured I should put my pants back on.
Understandably so. You don't want to be caught like that.
And okay. So I was pretty convinced then that they was real.
So that was the first time back in 2013.
And I thought it was harmless.
Sure.
But again, this is my lived experience.
Yeah.
But I have to do some speculation in order to have it all bridged together, because what I think happened is I open some sort of damn cosmic gateway.
Oh, I've heard about that happening. You know, you got that little portal right there, that gateway, you know, in certain parts of the country, you know, like in Arizona and places like that, and California, they got those little portal, those gateways. Yeah, you might have done that.
Yep. And I didn't think too much about it for a while. Until then, probably about a year later.
Okay.
I can't explain it to you. It wasn't in words, but it was almost like a command to go out in your backyard nude right now.
You got this message, what, like telepathically?
I guess you could call it that.
Okay.
And there's the bouncing balls again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
And they start sending me signals, see?
Mm-hmm.
Almost like playing a game of Nude Simon. Where they'd sure. change colors and yeah. move to a different spot.
Yeah.
And I'd almost see like a little Simon game in my head where I'd have to tap the blue button twice, the red button once, the yellow button five times, and then you forget.
Yep. Yep.
And if you do forget, you get a shock.
Okay. Well, and this is compelling. If you don't mind me asking, at this time in 2013, 2014, what were you doing for a living, if you don't mind me asking, Dan?
Arts and crafts, mainly. I do a lot of knitting, and I found a particular niche.
Okay.
What I do is I crochet the shape of a male organ, and some of them I sell, some of them I donate. To the transgender community that don't feel complete unless they got that in their pants. You know what I mean? In other words, a girl wants to be a boy.
Yep.
She just dropped this little crochet in a certain shape.
Right. You're doing some good work there, Dan. So you're seeing these lights. At what point in time, though, and I want to get to the meat of this, Dan, what are you saying that you finally made contact with them at some point?
Well, about, they left me alone for a while after that.
Okay.
And then in 2016,
yes.
I believe I was taken to the mothership.
You hold it. You were taken to the mothership.
Because it seemed pretty big. I mean, it could be a scout ship. I don't know.
So wait a second. You're saying you were abducted and you were on a, what better way to describe, a flying saucer?
I guess. I mean, I was on the inside.
Okay, and what did it look like?
It looked to me like an office building.
Okay, all right. Did you see the aliens?
Yeah.
You did. How many of them were there when you were on the ship?
Well, I had the perception that there was a lot of them there. It looked like a busy doctor's office.
Okay.
You know?
Yes. And you said earlier that you think you might have some reptilian DNA. Were these reptilian aliens? What did they look like?
Well, I can tell you exactly, but what you got to understand is I don't know if there's different varieties of them, but I do know, I do believe that at least some of them are shapeshifters. You ever seen that show American Dad?
Yeah.
And they got an alien?
Yes.
That sounds a lot like Paul Lynde?
Yes.
They look like that.
Wow. Wow.
But that could only be what they wanted to show me.
Right, that they want. Did they probe you at all? Did they do anything?
Oh, my God. Now, this, you're getting mighty personal here.
Well, you called up. You said you have all kinds of knowledge on this stuff. What did they do to you?
I was a little bit worried because they left me in a room.
Uh-huh.
And I could tell they was projecting thoughts at me.
Sure.
And the thought that kept coming over and over again was, this is an attractive woman.
You saw that this is an attractive woman? That's what you kept thinking?
Yes, like I could see the letters of that sentence.
This is an attractive woman.
And that went on just over and over again like a bullet And that went on, I don't know, it seemed like a long time to me, but I can't be sure.
Right.
And then in waddled this little fat alien, and I'll tell you exactly what it looked like.
Okay.
And I didn't know it at the time.
Uh-huh.
But it was so burned into my mind, I had to look until I could find what the hell it was. And it this alien had shape-shifted into something very similar to the actress Lena Dunham.
Lena Dunham?
Just a short, squat girl whom I would normally have nothing to do with.
Right. But you then found her attractive.
But she starts communicating to me mentally.
Uh-huh.
I am an attractive woman.
Uh-huh.
And she was nude. You could see that. And then the next thing was, you will mate with me because I am an attractive woman. I'm very attractive. I have been on the cover of magazines. Look. Look at me. I am a big star. I am an attractive woman. Everybody loves me. You will mate with me.
So did you mate with her?
Well, I threw up in my mouth. Uh-huh. And evidently I was choking because then in come the Grays to suck the vomit out of my pipes. Yes, it was going to happen. And I figured I may as well go with it. And I made it with Lena Dunham. That's something no man should ever have
no.
to do.
Well, we don't. But it was in your mind that way. And then what did they do? Is it suddenly you were back in the your backyard of your trailer park?
Well, yes, sir. And I felt as they were very upset with me because I never would admit she was an attractive woman.
So, but there might be an alien offspring of yours up there, and they might have given you some of their DNA. I do have to ask you, sir, Dan, what do you make then now? Because that happened in 2016. What do you make now of all the videos of the UFOs coming out right now? And finally, our government in various different ways are acknowledging that the stuff was real.
I don't know. I don't know what games they're playing, but I did go back in 2017.
You went back aboard the ship?
Yes.
Have you told this to anybody, by the way? Has anybody believed you?
Well, I don't care if they do or not.
Right.
So, but in 2017, it was different.
Uh-huh.
The only thing is that they flashed one picture of Hillary Clinton and said, "This is an attractive woman," and I screamed.
Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn.
want to send. The bill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws ties and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon.
This is William Shatner. Take the next few minutes and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay?
Can there be a little more excitement in the beginning?
I love it. Okay. This is William Shatner, and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay, so I think that came pretty close.
96 K-Rock.
Boy. Wish I could cultivate an attitude like that.
Yeah. Like you don't have one like that.
Oh, where everything is carefree.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'll take instruction from one person, but
under protest,
very Orson Welles like. Stan and Haney.
Wellesian.
Yeah, Wellesian. Thank you for joining us. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. A little bit later on, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law back with us after we've been gone for 2 weeks, so he'll be taking your legal questions.
And you know what? We owe Junior an apology.
We owe Junior an apology?
Yes.
What do you mean?
That'd be nice.
Because I saw today that the United States Navy made a big mistake.
I saw that.
And
a lot of accidents happening with them.
It would have been fine if they'd kept it to active Navy. But somebody is still paying attention and said, no, you know what? We need a Marine general and an admiral. Both of them retired to go and look at how we run the Navy and figure out how we've destroyed it.
Yeah.
And they know. Because at the end of the report,
how does this tie in with me? With him and an apology, does this come anywhere?
Because they train them that life is a box checking exercise. That it's not about accomplishing anything.
No.
It's just filling out the proper paperwork and making sure the proper asses get kissed. And
that's
how you end up with multiple U.S. naval vessels that are stranded at sea, burning into nothing.
Because they're too busy checking boxes instead of being the Navy.
For diversity.
Yeah.
If you have a young captain and he says, you know what, I'm in charge of this vessel for 15 months, why would I hurry over to the Middle East for a critical mission when I can spend most of my time talking to the admiral on the video phone?
And this has to do with him. What?
What does this have to do with me?
It's because they said that they've taken everything in the Navy and reduced it to a box-checking exercise.
Right.
Rather than thinking about, we're going to go get the Chinaman and we have institutional knowledge of every ship.
I gotta stop you.
We have institutional knowledge of every ship and aircraft, and we understand why we're fighting. No, we don't. We just make sure we check the next box.
I don't know where you're going, but I don't like it.
But I know what he's reading, and I know what he's seeing.
And it's exactly how you operate.
But it's swirling around.
It's how I operate.
Yeah, it's you eating pickles.
So? I don't even know how this is a big deal. I was thinking about this all night last night.
It's a box-checking exercise.
I can't even eat a pickle around here without being chastised.
It's not a question of you eating a pickle around here.
Can I eat pickles?
Well, it's a matter of the pickles and the ass kissing to the mayor.
Yep, the K-Rock mayor.
If I don't kiss ass, how am I even going to climb the ladders around here?
There are no ladders.
Trust me.
There are only totem poles.
30 years, Haney and I have worked horizontally.
Yeah, well, a boy can search.
Yeah, you can.
And that's true. Because you know how many people are jealous that we've managed to just go lateral?
I don't know who's jealous. I don't know of anybody that's jealous of us.
None of them are in the business anymore.
That's right. I don't know in the business of anybody that's jealous of us.
It gets back to me every once in a while.
Who? You don't talk to anybody.
I've only seen you talk to two people here.
Social media.
Okay.
But it gets back to me, and they're like, hey, those guys aren't more mediocre than I am. Why couldn't I have just stayed?
Yeah. I can be just as mediocre as them.
Yep. But I mean, that's how they, you know, life is a box checking exercise.
Well, you get off the box checking stuff.
But I would think you, of all people, with what you're going through right now, would be the first one to go, life is a box checking exercise. It doesn't accomplish anything.
What are my boxes? What do I check?
I'd say
we gotta take a break.
I'd say right now.
No, I'm interested now.
The biggest box you need to check right now is to make sure that
you have smokes.
That
you need me to go run out and get some smokes.
No, but I would like a coffee.
That you're qualified to house a rescue dog.
What about a rescue dog?
Don't worry about it.
He's got a rescue
Don't
dog.
Don't worry about it.
Really?
Don't worry about it.
I'll take the break. I want to know about the rescue dog.
No, don't worry about it. It's fine, man. Way to open up that can of worms, bud.
I didn't know anything about a rescue dog. See, he doesn't confide in me. I give him nice things. I gave him a book today.
See, here we go. Now we're going to go off on a tangent.
What that was supposed to be was a little shut-up juice, because I know he doesn't want to talk about that.
Yeah, well, now that shut-up juice is going to become a whole lot of talking
now
juice.
Now I'm
next
intrigued.
Break.
We'll be back.
Oh, are you going to give it away now, your big secret?
You gave it away.
How big is this dog?
It's a Cocker Spaniel.
Really?
Yeah.
Now does...
Those make a mess.
Oh, well, they're...
We've seen them. Well,
hey, she's
although
a good girl.
It wasn't
she's
a great
a good
home.
Girl.
They're little pee factories.
She's a good girl.
I knew a Cocker Spaniel had...
Cocker Spaniel?
Yeah. Had his own room.
Yes, I do, too.
You remember what that room
was
called?
Yeah, it was called the piss room.
We'll be back.
From border to border, from east to west, week after week, year after year, this is the biggest show in town.
Stan and Haney.
Stars in the afternoon, over the 159 stations from coast to coast.
96 K-Rock.
Stan, somebody's got to say it.
What?
Richard Branson is not an astronaut.
No, he's not. Stan and Haney here. We are, both of us... FCC licensed broadcasters. They don't have to have that anymore. You got to have the FCC back in our day.
Back in our day, we had to face something called the Soviet Union.
Yep. What?
So, well, wasn't that the reason for all of it?
I don't know. Is it?
That in case of nuclear exchange with the Soviet Union.
We had to know
Union,
the codes and all that.
Yeah.
But when Haney and I came up in the business, you had to go and take an exam. I took it at Page Field. Not Page Field. What was the airport over in Melbourne?
Melbourne Airport.
I took it there.
In Melbourne International.
Yeah, something like that. To get an FCC
license. MLB.
Had to have it on display here in the studio.
Yeah, it was the oddest thing. Because I thought I'd done the hard part, you know, with all the glad handing and got my way into the radio station. And then I find out that I have to have my mom drive me to the airport for something.
Yeah, take the exam. They don't have to do that anymore.
Why do I have to do that? It's federal.
Yep. Federal stuff. Mike Chinopoulos, he is an attorney. Boy, he did me a solid yesterday. I can't get into details,
and then it
but he did
like,
me a solid.
Seems what? Like we were in radio for about 2 years, and then they called all the rules off.
Okay. You had to take the exam when we were in. About 2 years after we got in the business, you still had to have a license. You didn't have to take the exam anymore. You had to answer a few yes or no questions.
Yeah, it
like,
seems to me I remember
communist?
That you used to be limited to 1 a.m. and 1 f.m. per market.
That's, yep. Mike Chinopoulos.
And you couldn't own a newspaper.
Please. Mike Chinopoulos is going to be joining us in about 1 hour. If you have a legal question for Mike, I mean, child support, alimony, all that family law stuff, DUI, criminal, veterans issues, text your questions to Mike Chinopoulos here on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. We'll pose the questions to Mike. He'll answer that. The questions for you. He'll be joining us in about 1 hour. Let's do the grab bag. It's brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41, North Naples. This, what I'm about to tell you, is real. All the rumors are true. Coors Light has made a limited batch of beer infused with ice from Tampa Bay's Amalie Arena into their beer. So you can actually drink the water from the rink where the Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup.
Stan, you and I have spent a lot of time on hockey rinks. I don't think I've ever looked at it and said, boy, I'd like to drink that.
Me neither.
Limited edition Coors Light, infused with real ice from the Stanley Cup Tampa Bay Lightning Arena rink. And as you drink the blood, sweat, and tears of the champs, sip carefully, because if you happen to chug a tooth from Tampa Bay player Nikita Kucherov, you're winning box seats all next season and an autographed jersey when Cooch gets his tooth back. His dentist needs it for a mold. So don't you miss out on what the Zamboni missed.
Nope, no tooth in that one.
Limited edition Coors Light Stanley Cup Ice. Golden, Colorado.
Boy,
it is true.
They had a nice little fairy tale for themselves.
Who, Tampa Bay?
Yeah. Because the only two guys that weren't on the championship team last year played critical roles in the final game.
Yeah,
the one guy had the only goal.
Did you see when they were doing that? They bent the Stanley Cup.
Well, which one was it?
The Players' Cup, the one that goes to the players, or the team.
Well, I saw they had it out in Tampa Bay on.
Yeah, that one got dented bad. They'll fix it. Hard to believe. Happy 75th birthday, Cheech Marin.
Hey, this is Cheech. It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with
Who?
Me. Dave, man, open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave's not here.
I appeared on Jeopardy, and I lost to Cheech Marin. Cheech of Cheech and Chong fame.
Who the hell are Cheech and Chong?
Pot-smoking star of blunt-burning films like Up in Smoke, Next Smoke, and Still Smoking.
Hey, man, am I driving okay?
I think we're barred, man.
The two-time Jeopardy champion, the man who crushed me, Cheech Marin.
Cheech.
Who is Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
Cheech again.
Who is Al Pacino?
Right.
Cheech.
What is Pillow Talk?
Right.
Cheech. What is Never Neverland?
Yes.
Cheech. What is Camelot?
Yes.
Cheech. What is a baster?
Yes.
You're the winner today. Your charity will get $50,000. I've seen all those movies back then. Clearly, you were not inhaling. Because,
I have lost a couple steps.
75.
Boy, he made us laugh, though.
He sure did.
You know, for men of a certain age, you never forget the first time you heard... Hey, you guys, it's raining out here.
I used to have to sneak into those movies at the movie theaters and stuff. My old man didn't want me to see them.
Well, it's because your old man stood solidly behind Sergeant Stadenko.
Yeah. The cat warble. People have been making music from cat warbles. Here's another one.
Well, you're being kind.
Yeah. Oh, if you're wondering where Junior is, by the way, I sent him out to get us coffees.
It's going to be a big day for him.
He was so relieved that Haney didn't need smokes today or his prescriptions filled, but I did ask him if he could get us coffees.
Oh, yeah. He let his guard down there for just a second, and it was right then that he goes, but I would like a coffee.
Yeah, would like a coffee. Okay.
What do you say? Did he ever write down your coffee order?
I texted it to him. So there's no reason in the world why he should get it wrong. Look, I don't order the iced caramel salted macchiato.
But having said that, you are very particular about how you like your coffee.
I like my coffee. I don't use sugar. I use Splenda and cream. That's it. And I can tell when something that's not Splenda's put in there. I can tell when there's not enough cream in there. D-Train knew it all just perfectly.
Yeah. Those were the days.
Yeah. Huh? The eating of the Tide Pods, all the crap that they try to... TikTok. Communist Red China TikTok. This has got dentists in an uproar, and they're telling you, do not do this. Do not do this. But it's a rage on TikTok
right
now. Oh,
no. Is it one of those things that pops up on YouTube that never tells you what it is?
No, you know what it is.
This ancient secret has been around for 500 years, but the dental industry doesn't want you to know. It doesn't involve pills or salves. And then you hit skip ad.
Apparently, this is the big hit. A woman went on TikTok recently and told people to clean your teeth with, you know, the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Oh, yeah, that fixes anything.
Except your enamel. The orthodontists are saying the abrasive in the sponge is so sharp and so fine because they thought, my teeth are so white. Because it's ripping off the enamel of your teeth. Here she is. Do not try this at home.
Okay, I get comments constantly, so I'm going to show you what I do. And yes, I am prepared for all the dentists that are going to come on here and be like, don't do it.
Are you?
I don't care. I go to the dentist. I don't tell them what I do. But they're like, you have the healthiest, strongest, cleanest teeth. And I'm like, why, thank you. Step number one, I don't use any fluoride at all. When the dentist says, use your fluoride, don't rinse. Nope, I don't do that. Yes, I do drink distilled water. Number two, I do something called oil pulling. Okay, look it up on YouTube, and I use coconut oil. Number three, and here is where we all gasp. This is a magic eraser. I take a little tiny piece of it, wet it. Don't touch your gums. Can you hear that? I've been doing it for like 2 years.
And pretty soon I won't have a tooth left.
That's the truth. Idiot. Oh, you know
but
what?
I mean, you know, in a pinch.
Maybe once in a pinch. You know, we got the Topgolf. Topgolf.
You know, you've been saying that for about 10 years now.
You haven't been driving down 75 lately around Colonial, have you?
No.
It's like a stadium being built.
So it's huge. It's finally happening.
Oh, it's happening. They've even changed the road that leads to it to like Top Golf Lane. But they got Top Golf. It's a blast.
And I would say that seems to me like the kind of thing where you have to make a decision early. What's more important to me? Actually golfing or drinking?
Oh, but it actually goes well together. Can I have a Kleenex, please, Haney? Junior spilled the coffee all over the place.
Oh, no.
Not again.
Oh, no.
What did I do?
So unsightly.
It is. But thank you. I'd like my change.
You wanted one Splenda, three creams?
Yeah, three Splenda. Never mind. So, Topgolf.
You've raved about this because you've been to one somewhere else.
I was at Vegas.
I went to the one in Chicago.
They're great.
And you said, Haney, when this gets here, this is going to be the most fun.
It's going to be a blast. They got one up in Tampa. An 18-year-old hit a golf ball at Topgolf in San Antonio. They had put the word out. It had started to rain, and the weather was getting a little pesky. Although you're in a cubicle thing, you got a golf club in your hand.
Wouldn't that defeat? I mean, isn't the whole purpose of you can golf in the rain at Topgolf?
Golf, rain, lightning, holding a club in your hand—still not a good idea.
But aren't you covered?
You're covered, but you're out in the open. His golf ball was struck by lightning in mid-flight and shook the whole place. Take a listen.
What are the odds for a small ball to get struck by lightning?
All right, let me hit this last shot. And I told her to record it. I swung it, and the next thing you know, the lightning is coming out of the sky, hitting the ball.
Right after the lightning hit, the whole place shook, the lights were flickering, the computers reset and everything.
It could have hit me, it could have hit her, it could have hit any of us. It was actually pretty scary after I was thinking about it for a while.
As the ball is in flight, the bolt comes down and gets it.
You sure that happened?
Yes! Dateline, Nebraska. The entire staff of Burger King quit. I'm not joking. The Burger King is making news.
Never seen that happen. I saw Burger King. I actually ordered from there. It was a Burger King where everybody quit except one person.
The entire shift quit. It happened on Saturday. Left a sign out front of the Burger King that said, "We all quit. Sorry for the inconvenience."
It was just like my last straw. I can't get anything fixed in the store. They had us working in the kitchen with the AC broke for weeks. And we were running, you know, breakfast with two people, you know, until 9 or most days until 11. I mean, like, we kind of talked about it jokingly the day before and then the day of. It just, more stuff had happened. It kind of irritated the employees. So then it was like the day of, they were like, "We have time. Why not?"
What'd she say?
If we had time, why not?
Oh, yeah. I get it.
WWE lost a legend. Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, 71 years old. Who can forget WrestleMania 1?
And now here comes a double team. Mr. Wonderful and Rowdy Roddy. What are they going to do?
Down. Double atomic drop.
Double atomic drop, and Hogan's hurt. He's hurt bad, Gino.
Muhammad Ali comes into the ring trying to maintain some semblance of order here, but it's not happening as Mr. Wonderful drops a knee on the champ. And so far, Mr. T was not successful in getting in there to get to his partner, but boy, did he give it a shot.
He gave it a shot, but Mr. Wonderful's coming on with a boot attack to the head of champion Hulk Hogan.
Champ trying to reach his corner of the tag. He's still a long way from there. Suplex!
He got him!
Wow,
Mr. Wonderful!
Big guy up.
I'll tell you, Paul Orndorff looks in the greatest condition I've ever seen him in, Gino.
71 years old, dementia.
Did I hear Muhammad Ali in there?
Yeah, he was the special guest referee for WrestleMania 1.
Oh, well, that explains. Sure.
Gorilla Monsoon and Jesse the Body Ventura with the play-by-play. Of course, it was Mr. T and Hulk Hogan and Rowdy Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. I want to wrap up with this because it sounds good. First of all, I like the Foo Fighters. Second of all, I know I'm speaking for you. We love the Bee Gees.
And what do you get when you put the two together?
The Foo Fighters doing their version of and You Should Be Dancing. Great.
If I understand this correctly, not only did they do this song, but they did a whole album side of Bee Gees and Andy Gibb covers.
It's phenomenal.
I think they're going by the name the Dee Gees.
Take a listen. Foo Fighters.
What's he saying there?
I don't know. What are you doing there on your back? I think that's...
What you doing over there on your back?
Yeah, you should be dancing. I think it's something like that. When we come back...
A lot of times their lyrics get lost.
I know. It shouldn't. Well, it's that falsetto.
I mean, he does it through the whole song, and every time he says it, I'm like, what was that?
Well, if we had a chance to get Andy Gibb on, or Barry Gibb on, we could ask him.
Oh, we already had him on in January.
No, we were supposed to. But
no,
if we had Barry Gibb on, we could have asked him, what is he saying there?
Now, we're in talks.
His album came out in, like, December.
No, I know. Just wait until the media storm calms down a little bit, you know?
When we come back, the Absolute Law text line all a tither with Junior and a rescue dog.
Oh, come on, dude.
We'll go to the Absolute Law text line. Also,
how about when we come back, we just do the local beat,
text your questions to Mike Chiannopoulos,
too. I thought you wanted to talk about it now.
No, I don't want to talk about it now because
By the way, can I say this? And I'm just saying this to you. Yeah. The listeners are listening, but they won't know exactly what I mean by this sentence. But I was informed a little bit more about your rescue dog. I'm looking you straight in the eye, and I'm telling you, brilliant. Brilliant.
See?
Brilliant.
Yes. I think that you've hung around Stan long enough.
We can't get about it on the air.
No.
But, like,
I'm telling you right now.
My idea
Your rescue dog, brilliant.
Yes. It sounds like a Stan plan.
Yeah.
Brilliant. When he told me about it, I said, yes, that is, what did I first out of words out of my mouth, brilliant.
I have a couple other plans with it, too, you know, that goes along with
it. It's the first time I've ever heard Stan say, you know, I'm proud of the boy.
Yeah. Follow
because
through.
Because something sick like that.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Going to be joining us in about 20, 25 minutes. If you'd like to ask Mike a question, he is a lawyer, esquire, attorney. Do so on the Absolute Law text line 239-277-9600. When he joins us in about 25, we'll pose the questions to him. He'll give you your answer. I got to go to the Absolute Law text line before we do the local beat, because if you were listening first break of the show, we found out that Junior has got himself a Cocker Spaniel rescue dog.
Well, he's thinking about it.
Hold on, what?
Not yet.
Okay.
About a week.
He's just been entertaining the thought that maybe he's ready to be a pet dad.
I'm ready to become a dog mom.
Absolute Law text line. Should we call animal control to Junior's place now or give it a few weeks?
Give it a few weeks.
Shark.
No, it'll be fine until he realizes that the dog doesn't like him.
Yep, Shark Girl.
That dog loves me, dude.
Good hearing from her. She says, I'm sorry. How the hell did Junior end up with all of these animals when he can barely, and I mean barely, take care of himself? don't they do house checks when they give you these rescue animals?
All these animals. What
well,
animals
you got,
did
you got
I have
your
before?
Cat penis.
Yeah.
That's not at my place, though.
I didn't know that.
My penis is over at my mother's house.
So your mother won't allow you to have your penis with you.
Exactly.
Right. She's taking your penis away.
Exactly.
So another animal is going to have to suffer through life living in old pizza crust boxes and PBR cans, huh?
Let's see. It's not that bad.
Absolute Law text line. Who's rescuing who? Okay. I like that.
In the arms of
somebody just wanted to know, should I buy stock in peanut butter?
That's not nice.
Going to be going through a lot of that.
Let's do the local beat because we have an update to a story we did in June. This, it's all over. I think I grabbed this one from Wink News. We all remember it. Headline, state not pressing charges against teen tased by FHP trooper. Remember that one back in June?
Mm-hmm.
I'll refresh your memory and tell you what they determined. The state's attorney's office will not be filing charges against a teenager who was tased by a Florida Highway Patrol trooper in Lee County back in June.
How is that possible? He broke probation, didn't he?
16-year-old Jack Rodman was arrested and placed in juvenile detention after trooper George Smirnos followed Rodman to the house of the teen's girlfriend in Three Oaks and tased him more than once. Smirnos claimed he found Rodman's behavior suspicious, although Rodman's girlfriend confirmed he had permission to be behind her house. Rodman's booking charge was named in a notice to the Lee County Clerk of Court as failure to obey police or fire department, a public order crime, and second-degree misdemeanor. The notice says there was insufficient evidence to prove the charge beyond a reasonable doubt, which is why the charge was dropped.
So he wasn't charged with possession.
Wasn't that previous?
Well, he was on probation for that.
Yeah.
I thought that at the scene
I'm
there.
I'm just
there
telling
was
you
incident.
What it's saying, and multiple local sources are saying pretty much the same thing. The interaction between Rodman and Smirnos was caught on surveillance video and shows the trooper shocking the teen at least twice before the teen falls back, first into a fire pit made of what appears to be bricks. Rodman said, I didn't understand why he was approaching me at first or why he tased me. Fort Myers attorney, who is representing Rodman, Sawyer Smith. Watch that guy grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember when he was just a young lad?
Yep.
Fort Myers attorney Sawyer Smith is representing Rodman and said the state's attorney's office, led by Amira Fox, had no choice but to drop the charges thanks to the widely circulated video. Attorney Smith goes on to say to FHP, nice try. But when you tase a young man, Ms. Fox is going to stand in between you and that young man and protect his rights. Sawyer, come on. I know you got to represent your client. Smith will... here we go. This is a little caveat to the end of it all. You know, what to do from this point on. Charges aren't going to be pressed against the Rodman, the 16-year-old.
I still don't understand how he got away with the VOP.
Maybe that's a separate whole thing. Maybe that's... We want to go with the trespassing here first. But what happens now? Well, according to attorney Sawyer Smith, he will now turn his attention to suing the Highway Patrol.
Come on.
Smith said Rodman is continuing to recover from his injuries at home. Now, I will say this. We saw the video and the circumstances surrounding it at the time. And both you and I agreed, you know, the FHP trooper, who I guess lives in the area to begin with, saw what was going on, the teen cutting through the bushes and all of that stuff, and the tasing. And we thought at the time, it hasn't changed my mind, but that he was justified in approaching the teen, and the teen was not responding.
Nope.
But when we did this story originally, back in June, the texts we got on the Absolute Law text line from people who apparently knew more than we did or knew what was going on were supportive of Rodman, the teen. And there were a lot of texts that we got in support that the teen did nothing wrong. I didn't see it that way, and neither did you, but...
It seems to me...
They seem to know.
...that if the teen had been responsive and cooperative, and then his girlfriend walks out the door, different outcome.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw it. He did conk his head pretty hard on that fireplace. I got to step this story aside for just a second, Haney, because this might be the only time I have a chance to tell you about this. You and I have always tried to have, because it's our main form of entertainment, a good TV. Nice 4K flat screens. You and I have numerous times talked about our TVs and the ones that we've purchased. I think the last one I purchased was about 5 years ago. I won't give you the brand name. And I didn't know what happened until I saw the outcome. And I don't know if it's common, or you might know better than I do. So the TV's off. I'm on the computer in the living room. And I hear the TV. My wife described it the best way. She said it sounded like the TV was settling. I've never had a problem with this television in 5 years. And it's a top name one of the best in the line.
And you got it mounted.
And it's mounted. But I'm sitting there.
So is it the mount?
No.
That's settling?
No. I thought for a second it might have been coming out of the wall. But I heard, and I can't, I don't know if I can replicate the sound. It just went, it made that sound. And I'm like, what the heck is that coming out of the wall? Did the TV make that noise? No, what my wife said, yeah, the TV made that noise. And so I didn't think anything of it. TV wasn't on at the time. That evening, turned the TV on as the sun is going down. And I'm going, where the hell is that glare coming from the TV? Is it coming through a window, bouncing off the TV? Nope. I don't know if you know about one of the reflectors fell or came off. And now I got a white, bright spot in the center of the TV. And it doesn't go away. And after it made that sound, and I guess... looking it up, it said something about a reflector or something that's in the TV.
Well,
gave way.
See, you're already way ahead of yourself there. Because you know, yes, it was different when we were growing up, but nothing is meant to last. You just throw it out.
I know, and that's what I think I'm going to have to do. I've loved this TV. 5 years ago, I bought it. Absolutely no problems until I'm just sitting there. What? What was that?
I know, because it's second only to me, the level of research you do.
Oh, I do a lot of research.
Because you don't want to get stuck with a lemon.
Yep.
Why don't you just get a projector?
We're going to take a break.
What are you talking about?
I just got a projector and it's awesome.
Do you understand that there are adults having a conversation
here? Yeah, do you understand
that?
I'm just saying, a projector, it takes up the whole entire wall. It's like a movie theater.
Mike Chinopoulos is next.
With 360i.
Yeah. We're talking 4K. I'm even thinking about now maybe getting one of them 8K ones. That they don't even have the technology to go that far.
I'm just saying it takes up the whole wall and it's awesome. Set it up to a sound system.
Again, like Haney said, adults talking.
Do you have any idea of the specs on your projector?
Yeah.
What sort of picture does it produce?
1080.
I?
But it's big. Yeah, 1080i. Yeah, 1080i. It's pretty big, though.
If you'd like to text Attorney Mike Chinopoulos a question, please do so right now so we can pose those questions to him. Do so on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600.
1080i, that was pretty damned impressive back in 97.
Yep, because I had one. Family law, criminal, DUI, veterans issues.
Is that high def, Stan?
No. Stan and Haney.
No, you got to have the 1080p, but you won't notice.
96.
The whole wall, man.
K-Rock.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group, Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. In about 1 hour, we'll play Stan's Name That Movie, chance to win some prizes. Today's movie topic, smoking, mainly cigarettes. So we'll take care of that. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. But it is Tuesday. We're back from vacation, and that means attorney Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. He is an attorney, and if you would like him to answer a legal question, I mean, everybody's got something going on in their lives. Somebody's got their foot right on your throat. Text us your question for Mike, 239-277-9600. He's on the phone with us right now. Storm Chinopoulos. Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. Mike, how are you?
Right. I'm feeling more like a propitious wind today, Haney.
Oh, yes?
Much more than a storm. A propitious wind.
Well, that's good news for all of us.
How are you, gentlemen?
We're doing good. And I want to say this, and for everybody listening, I was in a little bit of a bind yesterday and had to, my wife was making phone calls. I was making phone calls. And Mike did me a solid yesterday.
Stan right now is being put through the seventh circle of bureaucratic hell right now.
Yep. And I asked Mike, I'm hitting dead ends everywhere. Can you help me out on something? And here's how good Mike Chinopoulos is. Call was put into him. He took the call and said, you know what? I'm with a client right now. Give me a few minutes and I'll get whatever you need. And he got it for me in seconds. And I want to thank you because I was hitting dead ends wherever I went on that. And you came through.
Well, you're welcome, Stan. And I was glad to do it. My staff was glad to help.
They phenomenal job.
But I got to tell you, I kind of knew it was you, but it wasn't you who made the request for you. But I got to tell you, Stan, anybody who called would have got that. Who would have said, hey,
that's what I'm saying. Yep.
And you fixed this. It wasn't just because it was you. And anybody who called would have got that.
Yep. And that's why we love you so much here, Mike. And if you have a question for Mike, text us right now on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. You ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's see what we got today.
All right, here we go. Absolute Law text line. Mike, I was divorced in Nebraska, and my ex is incarcerated in a penitentiary there. I was given permission by the court to move my children to Florida. Where do I need to go for the removal of parental rights? Can I do it in the state of Florida?
If you were permitted to come to the state of Florida by order of the previous court, and you've been in Florida 6 months or longer, yes, you can do it here in Florida.
Okay. So, if the judge says out in Nebraska.
Seems like a rare, straightforward answer.
Yeah. Just go ahead and you can do it. You can do it here.
I know what you get.
Yep. Absolutely.
I hate the guys that go, well, on one hand, and then, well, on the other hand, my commanders used to say, can I have a lawyer with just one hand?
But so often, I mean, and that's a pretty legitimate question to ask, because as you have stressed so many times, if something is being done in another state, the laws
could be all different rules.
The laws are different.
That's right.
But basically, you're saying to this texter, if the court said, yeah, you can move your kids to Florida, then he can handle the parental rights here then.
Yeah, as long as she's been here at least 6 months with the kids, yeah.
Absolute Law text line. Mike, I was with a woman for 6 years. She played around, had two children, wasn't married, children don't have my last name, but New York took my license. What can I do?
What? Was that linear?
Yeah.
All right.
Did that start somewhere and end somewhere?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Woo! My brain is ciphering. Give me just a second.
Okay,
let me start.
So, because this woman screwed around on him, he doesn't have a license.
Yeah, yeah, I mean.
I was going to skip all that and render it moot, if you will, by answering the threshold question of, where do you get your license straightened out? Because that's the beginning of the end of all this.
Okay.
So, that's New York.
All right.
Okay, you got to go back, because if you try to do it through Florida, they're going to deny you a license based upon your New York revocation. So you got to go back to New York and get reinstated. Then with that, you can come get a Florida license. That's where you begin to unravel this Gordian knot.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so I'm thinking, yeah, New York took his driver's license probably for the kids thing. And they're not and he's claiming that they're not his kids, and he doesn't have they don't share his last name. But yet it sounds like they took his license cuz he's apparently responsible for these kids.
Well, and unfortunately, again, and Stan, as you said, you know, the law is different in different states, but just as a matter of kind of general due process of law thought, they don't get to take your license unless you've been proven first to have legal responsibility for the children. Now, here's some messed up situations that can occur in some states. You know, you're married and your wife is pregnant, gets pregnant by affair, or you're estranged for years and don't get divorced and she gets pregnant. Well, guess what? When that baby's born, if she's married to you, it's legally your responsibility. So if
think about that. That is because you will see these stories where you have a husband and wife and they were married and then they've separated and have been estranged from each other, say for 5-6 years, and she winds up still not getting married but has a child. The husband, because he's still married to her, although they're not cohabitating, is responsible for those kids.
And thus, as you like to point out, Mike, the law has people that try and tie the law to reality get very confused in a hurry.
Exactly. And listen, just because this gentleman thinks that, you know, they aren't his kids, that doesn't mean that the law will not call him or make him responsible for those children.
And they may not be your kids. They may not even be your kids, but you got to find out first.
If there's a judgment out there that says they are your kids, then legally they are, sir. I'm sorry. You'll get that straightened out, and then we can help you in Florida.
All right. Absolute Law text line. This is just a comment in regards to Mike Chiannopoulos. Somebody just texted this in. Storm Chiannopoulos is the best. honest attorney and will help often at no charge. The man saved me thousands. I believe it. I believe just somebody singing your praises, Mike.
Well, and you know, I think that's wonderful. I don't know who it was, but you know, Stan, that happens a lot of times, and it's really something so simple. Like, just, I don't remember this person in particular, but I do remember some people saying, wow, what an impact that had. But it was just answering a simple question in 5 minutes, so the intelligent person on the other end who wasn't a lawyer went, oh, okay, now I get the legalese stuff. I'm good.
Bam. Yeah, a simple answer to a simple question for you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but, like, because I have a little bit more knowledge about the law doesn't make me smarter than anybody else. It means I know that, and that's what I'm saying. Once I answer a simple question, you know, they'll go, oh, okay, I see the light, and then they'll take on their own stuff. And that's, you know, why wouldn't I do that? And, you know, come on, what would I charge somebody for that?
Right. Also, if
it cost me anything, I'm usually on the boat, Stan.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, by the way, and before I get to more Mike Chiannopoulos questions, I saw on social media a picture of you with a phenomenal dolphin, not the mammals, the fish.
No, yeah, that, the fish, the mahi mahi dolphin.
What a beauty! You reeled that one in.
I did. It was a bull mahi, and there was about 9 minutes from the time that came out of the water to the time it hit the grill, my friend.
What a beautiful, beautiful fish.
Well, thank you. Thank you for noticing the size of my fish, Dan.
Yeah, it was very impressive.
Ah, fish. I love you, but I must eat you.
For Mike Chiannopoulos, email Mike Chiannopoulos. Mike, I own an older condo in North Fort Myers. I had a dripping kitchen sink, so I called a plumbing company. The plumber said I needed to replace the PVC pipes underneath the sink. I said, okay. After he was done, he said I had another problem. Copper pipes in the walls. He said they needed to be replaced too. Now, Mike, this was a major and expensive job. I told him I couldn't do that right now. The question I have for you, Mike, since I live in a condo, wouldn't it be the association to determine if the entire building needed to replace behind-the-wall plumbing? Was this plumbing company trying to rip me off?
You'd almost have to see the condo docs, but... typically, the dividing line is you're responsible for everything from the white shell inward, and they're responsible for everything from the white shell outward.
If you can just speak up, Mike, you were fading out there.
The typical condo documents would state that the owner is responsible for everything from the white box inward, and the association everything from the white box outward, meaning... you know, the wall board, okay?
Right.
I don't know what those particular documents say. And when you say an older condo, they could say something very different. So,
right.
You know, somebody would have to look at those documents.
I would think that if you're in a condo building, I don't know how many units this guy had, just say there's 15 units in the condo building that were all built, you know, with all these units, and all of them have older pipes in the wall. Would it be something that the association would tell the person, look, we're going to be replacing the pipes, we're going to put an extra charge on your association, instead of having an individual who might be living in a condo have to replace all of that while the rest of the building still has the old pipes?
You know, that's an interesting question, Stan, because if there are really well-gathered, put-together condo board, and that honestly, and I'm not trying to, like, sing my profession praises, believe me, but that honestly depends on the quality of counsel they have giving the board guidance, because the board are just lay people and there's some legal questions in there that they need assistance with. But if they're well prepared, they'd have a long-term fund for those things set up when they were built, saying, we know in 40 years these are going to need to be replaced.
Right.
We project the then cost of it to be over $2 million. So We need $2 million between now and then with interest. And they set out a long-term fund they deposit in every year. Same thing for roof maintenance, same thing for street repavement, right? I don't think many boards are that advanced, if you will, especially the smaller ones for good reason, right? So they have to end up saying, hey, this is going to cost $2 million. We're going to have to borrow this money over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's dues are going to go up by that payment.
They were talking about the building in Surfside, that for it to be done right, that ultimately would have saved the building, that each unit was getting assessed anywhere from like $80,000 to $500,000.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah.
Wow, where was that money going? I bet somebody's asking that question right now.
Got
they're
that
probably
right.
Federal prosecutors.
Absolute Law text line for Mike Chinopoulos. Hello, Mike. I work for a local state college. I am a building maintenance technician, which makes me part of the staff. Professors and other educators are considered faculty. We are all state employees. Faculty has been getting regular annual cost of living increases, but all the staff have not for the past 10 years. Would you happen to know if this is above board or should I investigate further?
Well, I would encourage you to give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE, and I would want to know the answer to several questions you might call prepared to answer, and that is, does the faculty as a group or do any of them individually have a contract with the school? I suggest to you that they probably do. And the same is true for staff, or it may be likely for staff and not for, or for faculty but not staff. So I need to know the answer to those questions. Who has contracts? When you call me, and we can discuss the specifics. But I can envision a situation in which the faculty has that automatically built into their negotiated contract or their individual contract,
mm-hmm.
and the staff either does not have contracts or was not given that contractual right.
That makes sense. One more here for you, Mike, on the Absolute Law text line. Mike, I had a couple of questions about unemployment. I was laid off due to COVID. Haven't received unemployment since November. Called tons of times. They said they fixed it numerous times. Still nothing. Now, when I call, I can never get through to an actual person. What can I do with regards to finding out where my unemployment is?
Well, you know, I'm going to give you the most frustrating answer, and I'm sorry, but it's the only thing I can give you, and it just hurts my heart having to say it. But you know what? I don't have any solution that's greater than the one you've already experienced, because all of us experience the same thing. I mean, nobody I know has been able to speak to a person there, I dare say, perhaps during this calendar year. I mean, it's been that bad. Now, in defense of that agency, let me say that they have been more overwhelmed than anybody in the state's history. And moreover, given the population size comparison per person, they have been more overwhelmed than they think they were the number three in the entire country. So, yeah, it's frustrating, but we also got to give those people a chance to do their job. And I know that really sucks, if I can say that word on the air, oops. But we got to give those people a chance, too. Beating up on them doesn't help any. So if we would give them some space and some respect, it may even come faster. But I can promise you this, if we give them some space and some respect, it dang sure ain't going to come any slower.
Right.
That's my course of action.
As we have said so often, can be reached 24/7. I mean, if somebody just so
especially
happens...
Especially when you need him.
Yes, when you really need him, and you might be out and get pulled over, and a situation comes, and the hours might be a little off, and your office might be closed, they can get you 24/7, and you make the number real easy so they can remember it right off the top of their head.
Absolutely. 239-ASK-MIKE. 239-ASK-MIKE. Simple. Outside of regular business hours, you press 6. You come straight to me. Haney has given me the respect of not testing that,
Sorry.
Dan, on the other hand, knows it works well.
It does. Sorry. It can be at any time.
I only use it when I have a real legal need.
I've used it late at night, and I've used it, I don't know, in the middle of the show, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
What you thinking?
Yep. Mike, what you thinking? What you doing?
I can't sleep, you.
We'll talk to you next Tuesday, buddy.
Have a great week, guys.
Yeah, there goes Mike Chiannopoulos. 239 Ask Mike. He's great. He's Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Always have.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Let me remind you, right before Mark Haney and the news today, which is in about another hour or so, you're going to get your chance to get one of 96 keys for a brand new Indian motorcycle from Stu's Motorcycles in Fort Myers. Here's how this works. All summer, keep listening to us. We do it twice a day. Maria does it at noon. We will do it at 5. Each and every day, you will hear your cue to call in. If you're the 9th caller when you hear your cue to call in, you will win a key. That key may start that new Indian motorcycle from Stu's. You can also register online, on the app, or in person at Stu's Motorcycles on September 11th. If you want more details, go to 96krock.com. But again, in about an hour, right before Mark Haney in the news, you're going to hear your cue. 9th caller, when that happens, will get a key that may start that Indian motorcycle. In about 30 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie, 5 movie clips. Today, dealing with smoking, primarily cigarettes. You know, Hollywood loves the cigarette. Hollywood loves the smoking.
Oh, yeah, because it sets a mood.
Correct. We got 5 movie clips. Your job, identify the film. We'll go over the prizes in about a half hour. Let's take a look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. First look, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash, Pondella Road and Barrett Road. Fort Myers, crash, 5200 block of Big Pine Way. Fort Myers, crash, Sanibel Boulevard and Olive Road. And one more for you, it's Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Summerlin Road and College Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got today's headlines brought to you by our friends at Coastal Cooling.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Remember when Mom used to tell you to turn off the video game?
Yep.
Well, they're still doing it.
but their reasons may have changed. Two-thirds of moms now play games themselves.
Uh-huh. Well, see, that generation's growing up. They still love the game. They still love the fun.
What is fun?
Haney, you need to discover that again.
When's the last time you had fun?
Not for a while, and I'll be honest with you. Not for a while. Junior, when was the last time you had fun?
When I was playing with my Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, that's right. He adopted a dog.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now that sounds
rescue
simple.
Dog.
That sounds simple enough, but there's a lot more going on here.
And I'm so proud of him.
You really want him taken after you?
If you want to get things done, don't be passive about it. Be aggressive about it.
See, there's ulterior motives.
Yes.
There's all over the place.
Yes.
That's why you're proud of me.
Yes.
It's kind of sadistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a dirty, rotten thing.
It's a means
thing.
To the end.
A man steals a bunch of crap from a Dick's Sporting Goods store in Altoona, Pennsylvania. He only got caught because he thought it would be a good idea to return the things he didn't need.
Oh, idiot.
And finally, you know, you used to hear the phrase in the movies, we caught him red-handed.
Uh-huh.
Very rarely does that actually happen. But it happened here. Over the weekend, a woman named Caitlin ordered a healthy meal for her family from the local Taco Bell, had it delivered.
Sure.
And she couldn't help but notice that a Doritos Locos Taco was missing from the order, and the delivery woman had Dorito dust all over her fingers.
Yeah, you put two and two together.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Can we have a little laughter around here? Four o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Good.
Did you ever find that turkey thing?
Nope. He didn't. Nope.
Stan, I'm just curious.
Yes.
Numerically, how many times do I need to make a request before it ends up on the air?
10. But he's hoping that you'll get tired of making the request and forget about it.
Okay.
And when this happened yesterday, when you asked for this, I was sparing him.
Shut up, Stan.
The texts wanting to go and ask, how much longer are you going to tolerate this? What does it take to become a producer on your show? A trained monkey could do this. All kinds of stuff.
Well, I don't think he's arguing that.
No.
Let's not get carried away.
Hi, Mr. Whiteman! Hi!
I'm going to tell you, let me be honest with you about this, and Haney's too nice to tell you.
That's it. I'm too nice.
Yeah. See, I'm direct. There's nothing wrong with that, and don't use it as a passive-aggressive thing. There's such a thing in the business, you call it resting it. Because you really...
Nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody wants to hear it, and I can hear the dials spinning. Let it rest. Maybe in a couple of months, you can zing us with it again, and it will have the same impact when you first played it.
Why don't you just flap that turkey neck of yours like you always do?
And again, he's got that passive-aggressive...
No, it's not.
And if I have to go in there and break that machine, I will.
No, it's stupidly aggressive.
Yes.
Where he thinks he's being clever.
But it's not. It's called a tune-out.
You know, some people think TikTok is a huge waste of time.
Yup, I'm one of them.
Well, you wouldn't be one of those if you'd looked at D-Train channels.
Oh, man.
A lot of helpful hints.
Helpful hints. He's that him and TikTok hand in hand, right, Junior?
Just a modern day MacGyver, isn't he?
Just a capable man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he is. Fantastic guy. Go follow his page. Hit that like button.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things TikTok will teach you about life.
Top things TikTok will teach you about life? What? What?
You're too old to be on TikTok.
Yeah, just like D-Train.
You can be famous without being famous. When it comes to TikTok, you must dance like everyone's watching and harshly judging your weight and BMI.
Yep.
You refer to me as Fatty McFatFat.
The real secret is your content can totally suck as long as you're cute.
I just got my hands dirty.
You get a pretty girl on TikTok, you'll listen to anything she says.
Yep.
Anything.
Forget college, girl. If you really want to make money, shake that ass.
Yep.
Alone.
You're on TikTok and you're pretty girl. Show a lot of mid drift.
Yep.
It is man.
Oh,
now that's it's mid drift. I think.
Is it mid drift?
Yes.
Mid drift.
Yeah.
Drift.
I want to make sure that you have it correct.
Mid drift.
Because you'll be constantly criticized for that.
Excuse me. It's ma'am.
Halter top. Tube top.
Mm-hmm.
Hip hugger jeans.
That's nasty.
Between TikTok and the Fast and Furious movies, there is an entire industry waging war on our brain cells.
Why is that, ladies?
Remember this, son. Putting sunglasses on your dog will make you a star. The heartfelt song you wrote on guitar for your mother will be enjoyed only by her.
Yep. Go lie down. Last time I'm going to tell you.
This is one we learned years ago.
What?
If you're stupid enough to eat it, someone else will be stupid enough to watch you eat it.
Oh my gosh.
What do I do?
And finally, the very top thing, TikTok will teach you about life.
Yes.
Just because you can make a perfect portrait of Jennifer Lawrence out of chopped peach pits doesn't mean you should.
Shame! Shame!
Shame.
Shame!
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This is from our friend Scott. Hey, guys, welcome back. And I hope you all had a nice vacation. As usual, the best ofs were very good. It's always great to hear Tommy's voice. I especially enjoyed Stan's rant about Robert Van Winkle with the tornado that didn't exist. He used to be the weather guy in town.
Yeah.
Now, Stan, correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't you personally involved with and have seen the dark underbelly of local news media? Yes.
Hmm.
I was wondering how many local media names have made it into your infamous list. I'm not asking for specific names, more a number, because I find the whole thing fascinating. Anyway, love you guys, Junior 2, and I believe it's now Junior's birth month, so let the celebrations get started.
10 days.
What day is
T-minus 10
What
days.
Day is your birthday?
Well, what day is it today?
I don't know. What's today?
Today is the 13th.
Yeah. So the 23rd?
Yeah, that's right.
My wife's is the 27th.
How is she?
Yeah.
What is she just a couple years older than me?
Yeah, let's celebrate the 27th versus the 23rd.
Yeah.
What did you say?
No, oh, nothing.
And by the way, Scott, years ago I used to know them all in the TV media business and all of the horrible secrets. I'm not...
And
as well versed in it.
If you ever wondered to yourself, Scott, this is one I'll give you. If you ever wondered, is this coincidence or a conspiracy? It's a conspiracy.
Yep. I don't have time for that one. The Guardian has been pushing his email on me for days now because I didn't get a chance to read it yesterday.
Yeah, won't let you forget that.
No. So I better get this one out of the way and save the other ones for later. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Thank God you're back, because the radio in this town is god-awful. While the best of shows are very good, there is nothing like the real thing, Stan and Haney. Besides, I've had nowhere to air my bitches, and believe me, I have a whole bunch of them.
Jesus.
All backed up.
Yeah.
Got to get it out of them.
Yeah. Let's see.
What was that? What was that thing you had yesterday?
Oh, I...
Something about clogging?
Yeah, being... clogging me. Did you see where we are giving the Middle East... $840 million for border security.
Come on, man.
WTF. That has to be the stupidest thing the government has ever done. Oh, you guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
And he's done it again!
By the way, his daughter sent us pictures of his granddaughter, the new baby.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing a Stan and Haney hat.
Oh, God bless him.
Woo!
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. I got 5 movie clips for you. It has to deal with smoking. A lot of smoking in movies. Because, you were saying, it projects a mood.
Mm-hmm.
An emotion.
Oh, and in the hands of a master thespian...
Yes.
What they can do with that cigarette.
Yep. Hollywood loves a good smoke.
Mm-hmm.
We'll prove it.
They always have.
Yeah. When we come back, we're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Baby. Sizzle and hizzle in the afternizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
It's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Stan.
Hey, Stan. Hey, Haney. Junior. How are you doing?
Hi.
Whatever. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home in just a second. Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes. Going to give you a chance to win here in a second. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Smoking is the topic. Smoking. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. It is brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Okay, I got a few things on the board here. We will start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. 13,000 block of North Cleveland Avenue. In beautiful Lehigh Acres, as long as if you don't live there, you're out of there by sundown.
What?
You know, you can't stay there. If you don't live there, you got to be out of there by sundown.
Oh, yeah, we got the word. What are you guys doing here?
Yep. Well, we had to go. Our job told us, as long as you're out of here by sundown.
Yep, they had a local militia escorted us out of there.
Got a crash, Gunnery Road North and Lee Boulevard. And this one in Bonita Springs. Disabled vehicle. Barberoni drive and honey drive. Berberoni.
Sweat Hogs neighborhood?
Yeah. Vinny Barbarino. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30, right before Mark Caney in the news. And keep listening for that cue to call in for the 96 keys and that Indian motorcycle from Stu's. Time now to play Stan's Name That Movie. I've got phones on lockdown right now. I'm going to play five movie clips. The topic, smoking. Smoking in film. Your job is to identify the film. If you're the first person to correctly identify the film, you will win a prize, winner's choice, while they last. We have a pair of tickets to go see the Mighty Muscles play July 20th. That's the, is that on a Tuesday, July the 20th?
Yeah.
That's, so it's the half price night. Two for one night. Correct?
He'll agree with anything you say.
Well, he's my producer. I'm supposed to have
that is
answers.
A Tuesday. Mighty Muscles, July 20th.
Thank
Tuesday.
You. We have $50 to the pewter mug. We have $50 to Eatery by Ryan. What is that? Well, it's located in Estero. They have a large breakfast and lunch menu. Plenty of options from a breakfast bagel sandwich to tacos and burgers. Right here in beautiful Estero, Eatery by Ryan. We have $50 to Captain Hook Sushi in Cape Coral. We have a Stan and Haney flag. And I mean, this is the kind with the brass eyelets there that you can hang right up on the flagpole. The Guardian wants one, so set one aside for him. He said, can I have a flag? I said, yeah. He says, what if I, you know, can I, if I make a big donation to the draft fund, can I get a flag? I said,
we don't have to get into negotiations.
We don't have to get, donating is up to you. I'll give you a flag. We got Stan and Haney Bobble-Coo Saw, and we have Stan and Haney Bobbleheads, one or the other. I'll release the phones after I play the first clip, 277-9600, smoking. In movies, name this movie and win a prize.
So, Paul, what's on your mind?
Actually, it's Phil.
You mean it's not Paul?
No, it's Phil.
What's the difference? Come on, spit it out.
Here it is.
Mike!
Hold this.
Oh, no. No, no. We do not allow smoking in the house.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Dicka.
Here, I'll get rid of it, honey.
Anyway, I'm coaching my son's soccer team, and I didn't know if you might be willing to help.
Soccer?
Actually, I want you to assistant coach.
Your assistant coach? You really don't know who I am, do you?
You're right. Silly idea. I just need some help, and you're such a great coach, and my dad's going to be riding me all season, so I just...
Your dad... You mean I get to coach against your dad?
Well, yeah.
Mike, I smell smoke.
Nobody's smoking.
Mike.
For Pete's sake. So, like, it's me and you against the old man?
I mean, there are other teams.
Gotcha.
No smoking means no smoking.
Okay, come on, Phil.
I'll throw this out the window, honey.
I'm sorry, Mrs. I'm sorry.
You should be.
It's a nasty, filthy habit.
277. 9600, phone lines are released. Name the movie and win a prize. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Jerry.
Jerry, how are you, Jerry?
I'm doing good.
Doing good. Is that with a G and ends with an I?
Yes.
All right. name the movie.
Is it Kicking and Screaming?
It is Kicking and Screaming. Will Ferrell and Mike Ditka right there. What would you like?
Captain Hook.
Yes, you got it. Captain Hook Sushi. Hold the line. That's how the game is played. Very good, Jerry. I wonder if they, even with a woman in the G and the I at the end, do they call her every once in a while, Jer?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they call that, that old lady that's going up with Bezos, they call her Wally.
And what's her first name?
Wally.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Haney.
She was one of the fake lady astronauts.
And her name is?
Wally.
Okay. As in, like, Shara?
Well, her middle name is Wallace.
Ah.
She's a... I was going to say confirmed bachelor, but she's a woman. I guess
she's a confirmed bachelorette.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
Confirmed spinster.
Right. Yeah, we know. Thank you. And thank you, Wally.
But she's one of those spark plugs of an old lady. Yeah. Oh, you'd never know. I'm 83 years old. Yeah, I would.
That real go-get-em attitude.
You sure this is a good idea, Wally? I mean, it's a hell of a publicity stunt with Bezos and all that.
But come on, Wally.
Yeah. You like to tell people that you tested out better than John Glenn. That was a long time ago, Wally.
Smoking.
Yeah, I know. You're instructor emeritus here at the San Jose Airport.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you like to wear your shirt with your wings on them.
Just to let everybody know. Attention seeking.
And I'm Wally.
Yeah. Smoking.
Why did I take an instant dislike to her?
I don't know. Trying to just move along and it's eating at you. It is just chewing at you. Smoking. Movie clip number two.
She's like the kind of woman to watch one too many Katharine Hepburn movies.
Name
if you know what I mean.
I do. Name the movie.
Can we get you anything? A cup of coffee?
No, thank you.
Are your attorneys going to join us?
Ms. Trammell has waived her rights to an attorney.
Did I miss something?
I told them that you wouldn't want an attorney present.
No.
Why have you waived your right to an attorney, Ms. Trammell?
Why did you think I wouldn't want one?
I told them you wouldn't want to hide.
I have nothing to hide.
There's no smoking in this building, Miss Trammell.
What are you going to do? Charge me with smoking?
Would you tell us the nature of your relationship with Mr. Boz?
I had sex with him for about a year and a half. I liked having sex with him. He wasn't afraid of experimenting. I like men like that. Men who give me pleasure.
Wow.
Indeed.
277-9600. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Alan.
Alan, name the movie.
Basic Instinct.
It is Basic Instinct. You are absolutely right, Sharon Stone, in that infamous scene of the leg crossing.
She's dating a 25-year-old rapper.
God bless her.
It was rapper. Raper? Rapper?
What would you like, Alan?
I need a Haney bobblehead to keep my stand company.
You got it. Hold the line.
They're happier together.
Yes, they're meant to be together. Yeah, Basic Instinct. Smoking. That's the theme. A lot of smoking in films. Movie clip number three, your job.
Which I thought was really unfair when they did that. When they banned smoking from movie theaters, but then they'd show you people smoking.
Oh, of course. Because they're fake cigarettes. In researching this, there was a whole thing on the web with people on how they make fake movie cigarettes for actors who maybe smoked for 30 years and quit, or they don't smoke at all, and what can they do to make it look like they're smoking? Bunch of crapola. You want realism? Smoke.
Yeah.
Here's movie clip number three, smoking the theme. Name the movie.
My son is done. I need you cool. Are you cool? I am cool. Splash some water on your face. Take a breath. Have a cigarette.
I quit.
All right.
Why, you got one?
Yeah. You're off. Have a chest. Go through what happened. Okay.
Name the movie. Oh, it's a great movie. You know this one, Junior? Do you know this one?
It's Roadhouse.
Yeah. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, this is Rick. How are you?
Good, Rick. Can you name the movie?
I do know the name of the movie. Shit.
Oh, come on.
He did that on purpose. He did that on purpose.
He was going to say Roadhouse.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, Stan. This is Steve. How are you?
Good, Steve. Can you name the movie?
Yeah, is that Reservoir Dogs?
It is Reservoir Dogs. You are absolutely right. Harvey Keitel offering Mr. Pink a smoke.
Great stuff. Yeah. Love that movie.
What would you like?
Do you have that sushi place?
I do. Captain Hook Sushi. That's our last Captain one, Hook. I believe. Hold the line. We'll get you set up with it.
Thank you. Sounds great.
You betcha, buddy. Hold on. Starting early today.
Get no respect.
None. Movie clip number 4. Has to do with smoking. Name the movie.
What sound did your TV make?
Yeah.
You don't expect that.
You don't. And then there's a big white spot on the screen. Yeah, the TV was off.
And it burped.
And it was. It almost sounded like a, you know, like a burp or a fart.
Should just get a projector, man.
Shut up about that. 1080i.
That's actually HD. Someone called in and said it.
1080. No, it's not. No.
He was a TV repairman.
Next thing you'll be telling me you consider 720p.
Yep.
That's what he said, too.
Yeah. Well, that's not true. I
keep believing him.
At best, you're running a 360i.
Yep. I got an RCA Victor with a picture tube. That's 4K.
No, that's 360i, just like what he's running.
Name.
That's when you don't care about quality.
Yep. Name the movie.
I'll just stare
still
at the
want
wall.
That cigarette? Yeah. Sure.
Just like you wanted. Now where's my family? Where are they?
Is this Name the movie. You know, poison cigarette, or so he thought.
That's a good gag.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, this is Doug.
Doug, name the movie.
Man, that was a long clip, Stan. That's got to be Roadhouse.
Yep, that's the same guy that swore.
Is it?
I believe so. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is John.
Hey, John, how old are you, John?
11.
11. Are you answering for your mom or dad?
My dad.
All right. He told you to call. Did he know the movie or did you?
My dad knows the movie.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if you're old enough to see that movie. What's the movie?
Saw.
It is Saw. You are right. Now, what do you want? And then your dad has to give Junior all the info.
Do you guys have any more bobbleheads?
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. All right?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Good job, right. Buddy. Hold
Way
on.
To go, John.
Way to go.
Bye.
All right, you got
Why
one.
Why can't we just deal with John all day?
Yep. You know what? We've always dealt well with kids.
Mm-hmm. Kids and extreme elderly.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, this Wally Funk, she's not getting it over on me.
No.
I see her game.
See right through it.
Yep. Have you seen the video?
Now, see, Junior sees the hotline ringing, but he won't tell the kid to hold on for a second to answer.
Was under the impression that the days of hand-holding were over.
I know. He would say to the person, the winner right now, can you hold on for just a second? I'll be right back with you.
But there's no reason. He's got nothing else to do. He needs to do that now.
You see the hotline ringing? Put this person on hold and see who that is.
Oh, now he's doing his hand signs, which evidently you know what they mean.
I don't. That's the problem.
Because it looks to me like somebody just waving their hands in the air.
Yep.
Like they just don't care.
A lot of wing flapping.
Yep.
Final clip.
Wally Funk, you keep an eye on her.
Name this movie. Smoking. Name the movie. This is the easiest out of them all. Name it.
May I have my cigarettes, please, Miss Ratchet?
Forget the cigarettes, Cheswick. Cigarettes are not important. Sit down, will you? Christ's sake. Cigarettes.
Remember, Mr. Scanlon, we've discussed many times that time spent in the company of others is very therapeutic, while time spent brooding alone only increases a feeling of separation. Now, you remember that, don't you?
Miss Ratchet...
Mr. Cheswick, you sit down.
Yes, but I want to know.
Sit down, Mr. Cheswick.
I want to
give him a cigarette, will you, Harding?
My last one.
That's a lie. Why don't you give him a cigarette?
Well, look, I'm not running a charity ward, see? Come on.
But I don't want his cigarette, and I don't want his, or 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 even yours. Do you understand that? I want my cigarettes, Miss Ratchet. I want my cigarettes. I want mine, Miss Ratchet. What gives you the damn right to keep on with cigarettes piled up on your desk and to squeeze out a pack only when you feel like it, huh?
Boy, got me mad enough to hit somebody.
Yes. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Loretta.
Walletta?
Loretta.
Oh, Loretta. I got Wally on the brain right now. Loretta, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for asking. Can you name the movie?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
It is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. What would you like?
Is there any of the, I was listening and now I forgot.
Mm.
Fort Myers.
Mighty Muscles?
Eatery?
You want the Eatery by Ryan?
Yes.
You got it, sweetheart, okay?
Okay.
All right,
thank you.
And thank you for phoning and thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sweetheart.
That was a home run, Stan.
That was a big home run.
You know what?
What?
Hats off to you. That's how you do it. Right there.
You want to give me a little outro?
Be my pleasure.
Thank you.
After a performance like that.
Yeah. That's That's honesty right there.
I'm just telling you right now, she's going to be making a lot of news, and I don't trust this Wally Funk.
Okay. Is there a picture of Wally that I can see?
You need to get your producer to pull up some video so you can see what I'm dealing with. And that concludes Stan's tribute to cigarettes. Tune in next week when Stan will find some other topic.
Yeah.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Yeah. I never go nowhere, man. I never go nowhere. Traffic's bad out there, man. I'm saving wear and tear. I like conditioned air, man. I never go nowhere. I go upstairs, downstairs, backyard, lawn chairs, living room, bathroom, bedroom, furnace room, hot tub, cedar deck, pillow, fire, washer, dryer, pantry, patio, barter, aroma, video, cold cellar, rec room, ping pong, mahjong, beer, count, wear, then speed dial, order, and I ain't going nowhere, man, I ain't going nowhere. It's dangerous out there, man, might have been a big bomb scare. Hard to get off of this easy chair, I ain't going nowhere. I go online, DSL, Amazon, buy and sell, eBay, layaway, last bid, noon today, plasma, Judy, Judge, broadband, Matt Drudge, J.Crew, BNN.com, CNN, JPEG, email, pop-up, Gmail, shower cam, filter, spam, slam, bam, a finger, spam. I ain't going nowhere, man, never gonna go nowhere. It's a bungled jungle out there, man, some kid got mauled by a bear. Surround sound in my own lair, I ain't going nowhere. I got perimeter motion, doggy door, mail call, people, Avon, wireless, strobes on, pin code, keypad, relay, pepper spray, home base, interface, three zone, plug and play, infrared, photocell, squad car, decibel, choppers up, sonic boom, activate the panic room. Zantac, Lipitor, Dicepam, Nexium, Prevacid, Percocet, Levitra, Leviquin, Elavil, Fosamax, Plavix, Keflex, Next Day, FedEx, Zithromax, Avalox, Flexeril, Topamax, Prozac, Ativan, Adderall, I take them all. I ain't going nowhere, man, never gonna go nowhere. I'm cutting my own hair, man, nothing I need out there. Outside sunny, but inside share, I ain't going nowhere.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock. He will take you through your Tuesday evening. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll check traffic. But I believe your cue to call just happened moments ago in our 96 Keys of Summer. And Junior was answering two times each day at noon and right now for your chance to get a key that will start a brand new Indian motorcycle from Stu's Motorcycles in Fort Myers. We're going to be doing it all summer long, and when you hear your cue to call in, ninth caller gets a key that might start the bike. Junior, who is our latest qualifier in our 96 Keys of Summer?
Our latest qualifier is Jeff of Boquelia.
Jeff of Boquelia. He's got himself a key. It might start the Indian motorcycle from Stu's.
Boy, that'd be Fort nice. Myers.
It would be nice.
Riding that new motorcycle around Boquelia.
Oh. But if you want more information, want to find out how you can register, go to 96krock.com. It's got all the details right there. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, we got a couple of things on the board. Fort Myers, a crash. And Junior wanted to make sure that I knew that it was a legitimate crash versus the other stuff he puts on here.
You mean the time fillers?
Yep. A crash, McGregor Boulevard and Camelot Drive. And then we have traffic control. Fort Myers. Forum Boulevard, and Colonial Boulevard. And you.
I thought Colonial was bad now.
What do you mean Colonial's bad now?
It's always bad around this time.
Oh, you mean traffic-wise?
No, I mean the term Colonial. That we're supposed
That's
to
the
de-
name of the road. And
we're
you
supposed
know what?
To decolonize our bookshelf,
Stop
aren't we?
Stop thinking about that stuff.
Indigenous well, people drive?
They keep telling me that. I don't know what they're talking about.
You know, I still
and
don't...
And that Wally Funk...
I still don't know why the left hasn't gone after President John Tyler.
Let's give it time.
I've said this years ago. When they were going through all the Confederate stuff, he is the only United States president served our country who at the time we had the war between the states, there was nothing civil about it. He ran for Congress in the Confederacy and won. He was a member of the Confederate Congress and a former president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But not enough people want to go and do enough reading.
Well, there's your answer. It's pure ignorance. If they knew,
they knew
something.
Yep. And trust me, there are statues up to him all over the place. He has his presidential library, you know. Member of the Confederate Congress. Oh, my God.
But you got to remember, we live in a TikTok world. He's not a big enough name. He doesn't have enough followers.
Precisely. You're absolutely right. Mark Haney and the News. Not enough followers. Mark Haney and the News.
Not enough likes.
Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, July 13th.
Double M, double X, I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Can I see a picture of this Wally?
Can you get me the video, Junior, of when Jeff Bezos went into Wally Funk's house and told her she's going to be a passenger on Blue Origin? It should be like a 2 minute tops video, and I want Stan to get a feel for what we're dealing with here, because I think is it tomorrow?
It's coming up really soon.
Gotta let the ad play.
Let me know when you're ready. Then I'll.
Because Stan, you've got to know what you're up against here.
Is that two men talking? I see. There's Bezos.
That's Wally Funk.
Guy? That's a woman.
Yep.
All right. Let's bring.
She's the one that was a better astronaut than John Glenn.
Right. Let's. Okay. Roll them.
In the space on the very first flight. That's your.
An 82-year-old pilot denied astronaut wings because of her gender is now going to become the oldest person to launch into space. Wally Funk is joining Jeff Bezos, his brother, and the winner of a charity auction for the launch July 20th. But Wally is no beginner to flight.
I have taught over 3,000 people to fly.
Oh, shut up.
Private, commercial, instrument, flight engineer, airline transport, gliding, everything that the FAA has, I've got the license for. And I can outrun you.
Funk is among the Mercury 13 women who went through astronaut training in the late 1960s, but never made it to NASA's astronaut corps because they were female.
They asked me, do you want to be an astronaut? I said, yes. They told me that I had done better and completed the work faster than any of the guys. So I got a hold of NASA 4 times. I said, I want to become an astronaut, but nobody would take me. I didn't think that I would ever get to go up.
Funk was the first female FAA inspector and first female NTSB air safety investigator. And July 20th, she's going to break John Glenn's record for oldest person launched into space when she finally accomplishes another goal.
Nothing has ever gotten in my way. And they said, Wally, you're a girl. You can't do that. I said, guess what? Doesn't matter what you are.
You see that?
You can still do it if you want to do it.
That can-do
attitude.
I like
to do things that nobody has ever
done. Got it. Disgusting.
Katie Johnston for CBSN DFW.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
It's a great name, though.
Walter?
Wally Funk.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great name if you're a bass player in a Motown band.
Yeah. Or on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Time now for things you didn't know. I'm sorry to do that to you, Stan, but I couldn't carry that full burden on my own. And now you see.
Yeah.
Now you understand. Oh honey!
She's so spunky.
Yeah. You just stop it.
Full of that can-do attitude.
Yeah.
Oh, and I can outrun you, too. All right, let's do it right now.
Go. Let's do the things you didn't know, then, because Wally Funk really, was that her name?
Yep.
Wally Funk.
Walter Funk.
Has taken up a lot of time.
Well, people need to know.
Yes, they do.
You know, you were on your previous segment talking about the fake smoking in movies. There's another movie trope that is completely fake, and they used it a lot in the 50s.
What?
Where if you knew the right private eye, they would sneak up behind somebody with a rag and knock them out with chloroform.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, in real life, you would have to hold someone in a chokehold for just about 5 minutes before the chloroform would take effect.
That's sometimes too long.
Well, it's certainly not the 2 seconds it does in movies.
Yeah. Oh.
Eighty 80% of all pretzels made in the United States are made in one state.
And I think I know it. Pennsylvania.
Most certainly is.
That's the pretzel capital of the world.
When I was a kid and we moved to Pennsylvania, I was 10 years old. And I thought, what the hell is the deal? They're always pushing pretzels.
Yep.
It's like, I don't mind a nice pretzel, but I don't want it morning, noon, and night.
Pretzel capital.
Anytime in Pennsylvania, it was never this way in Florida, anytime that cafeteria was open, they'd be selling pretzels.
Sure. It's their deal.
You know, the big fat ones with the mustard.
Yep.
You know, the giant things of salt.
I know.
Like you could clear a road with that.
Yep.
And you didn't say anything. You just ate it. Go along to get along. And you see where that got me. Are you looking for a break or are you reading text?
You can do one more quick one, and then we can take a break.
You know, it used to be that moms would tell the kids, hey, knock it off with the video games. But now when they say it, there could be ulterior motives, like mom wants the console. Over 2/3 of moms under the age of 55 now play video games.
I'm not surprised.
This, according to a recent survey, and about half of those say they are not casual about it. They're really into it.
Now that most networks have taken their stories off the air.
Well, yeah. So now what are you left with but Angry Birds and Candy Crush? 74% of them selves consider themselves to be gamers because they play some stupid game on their phone.
Like Angry Birds.
Yep. Or Candy Crush.
Ooh, I get a good one.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, and I'll never forgive Jeff Bezos, because he made a conscious decision.
Yeah.
See this woman right here? She's going to be your problem. And now it falls to us to deal with it.
Wally Funk.
Yep. Bill. 36-year-old Matthew Robinson went to the Dick's Sporting Goods store in Altoona, Pennsylvania on July 3rd. And he walked off with about $2,000 worth of clothes and shoes.
Wow.
That he didn't pay for. He just packed it all up in his car like he was living in San Francisco or something and just left. But then he hesitated. If he'd just driven off, he'd have been golden.
Right.
But he decided to go back into the store he'd just robbed and return the things he didn't want. It's not clear if he was trying to get a refund or just had no use for it and figured they might find a place for it. But when he walked in, the people that had just watched him steal greeted him. The police tracked him down using surveillance from the store. He is facing charges for retail theft and receiving stolen property. Again, why he wouldn't just go to San Francisco is beyond me.
Yeah, they wouldn't press charges.
That's not even against the law there.
Nope.
Never had this happen, but I had something close happen where I went to the Burger King and there was only one person working there. And she tried, luckily it wasn't a busy night, because she tried to work the drive-through, the kitchen, and the front doors.
Not good, but this is worse.
In Lincoln, Nebraska, the complete and entire staff of the local Burger King walked out. They all quit at the same time. They were kind enough to take the time to announce it on the restaurant's marquee, saying, "We all quit. Sorry for the inconvenience." The employees say they were completely justified because they were overworked, understaffed, forced to work in a very hot kitchen without air conditioning.
Ooh.
And corporate would not repair or replace the broken equipment. So when the general manager of this location put in her 2 weeks' notice, that started a chain reaction where evidently they were only there out of loyalty to the general manager.
It happens.
Rachel Flores is the former general manager. And she said they didn't think anyone would really care about the marquee. They just, well, they felt like they should let you know that it's not your imagination and nobody works here. No one's getting your burger for you.
Nope.
Burger King hasn't commented, but upper management is not too happy.
Yeah, well, then they ought to do something about it.
They changed the marquee immediately and brought in some brown nosers from other locations.
Yeah, all of them named Junior.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman,
Mark Haney.
Bill, so many times when someone's done us wrong, we may never have the proof that we desire.
Yeah, but we know.
However, there are those fleeting opportunities where you get to see someone caught red-handed, and we have one of them for you today.
Okay.
Over the weekend, a woman named Caitlin went on TikTok and told everybody she ordered a meal for her family from Taco Bell delivered through an app. Caitlin couldn't help but notice that the seal on the bag was broken and that a Doritos Locos Taco was missing from the order altogether. Now, either one of those things might happen accidentally, but not together.
No.
So, Caitlin did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
She referred back to the digital drop-off photo that the delivery person sent. The delivery woman's fingers can actually be seen in the corner of the photo. And it doesn't take Sherlock Holmes to see orange Dorito dust all over her fingers.
I see it. Guilty.
Caitlin showed the photo in her TikTok and said, quote, "Y'all, tell me that ain't Dorito dust on this woman's fingers. Tell me this woman didn't eat my Doritos Locos Taco." They were reimbursed for the missing taco. Sure. It's unclear whether there will be any some sort of blue ribbon panel or committee to look into how this will never happen again.
Blue ribbon panel.
Yep. Dun, 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 dun. And that's the news for today, Tuesday, July 13th.
Double M, double XI.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
That's my bad on that.
See, I don't believe in those commissions because what they'll do is they wait until you die and then they put Dulles in charge of it.
Yep. Blue ribbon commission.
Yep.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
Mr. Dulles, of course, President Kennedy just fired you, so you're certainly the most trustworthy man we could have look into all this.
That's the truth. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your Tuesday afternoon with us. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your Tuesday evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, these are all in Fort Myers. We have a crash, Daniels Parkway and I-75 northbound. Then we have a crash, Fort Myers, 5100 block of Neal Road. Fort Myers crash, Alico Road and I-75 northbound. And one more for you, Fort Myers crash, College Parkway and Kenwood Lane. And you are up to date.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a song best enjoyed on the 13th of July.
yell help.
Say anything else?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
Yeah, but it's Tuesday.
Well, next year it'll be perfect.
We'll play it next year.
It's not every day the same day as today.
Happens once a year.
See, he wishes it was a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
He wishes it wasn't the 13th of July.
Don't forget, it's 10 days until my birthday.
Shut up.
Oh, why do you got it? Wednesday night, 13th of July. Well, I'm into the woman down below, man. Yeah, it goes on forever.
Well, I think it's time for a little classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
I've, my family, whole family on vacation, whole family. I have a family. I have a family. Do you have a family? Yeah? You, what do you have? A wife? A wife, good. Have you made people yet? Have you made? Oh, yeah. You wait. I've made my own people. And I'm their leader. So when they say they want to go on vacation, I have to take them all. I have to make the whole thing happen. This is every father after a family vacation. Did you have a good time? They had a great time. I spent $10,000, no sex. I bought food for people who don't eat it, stood in lines for things I do not enjoy, slept with my pants on for a week. It's weird when you travel with your family because you realize you don't really know them. Like when you're home, you're like bees in and out of the hive. You don't really see each other that often. You don't really know what they do. Then you wake up that first morning in the hotel room just looking at each other. You're like, ha, 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 you guys are weird. Does the little one always do that? I didn't even know we had her. You're weird.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Mark, thank you. Can we have a little laughter around here? Four o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Good.
Did you ever find that turkey thing?
Nope. He didn't. Nope.
Stan, I'm just curious.
Yes.
Numerically,
mm-hmm.
How many times do I need to make a request before it ends up on the air?
10. But he's hoping that one, you'll get tired of making the request and forget about it.
Okay.
And when this happened yesterday, when you asked for this, I was sparing him.
Shut up, Stan.
The texts wanting to go and ask, how much longer are you going to tolerate this? What does it take to become a producer on your show? A trained monkey could do this. All kinds of stuff.
Well, I don't think he's arguing that.
No.
Let's not get carried away.
Hi, Mr. Whiteman. Hi.
I'm going to tell you, let me be honest with you about this. And Haney's too nice to tell you.
That's it. I'm too nice.
Yeah. See, I'm direct. There's nothing wrong with that. And don't use it as a passive-aggressive thing. There's such a thing in the business, you call it resting it. Because you really...
Nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody wants to hear it. And I can hear the dials spinning. Let it rest. Maybe in a couple of months, you can zing us with it again. And it will have the same impact when you first played it.
Why don't you just flap that turkey neck of yours like you always do?
And again, he's got he's got that passive aggressive.
No, it's not.
And if I have to go in there and break that machine, I will.
No, it's stupidly aggressive.
Yes.
Where he thinks he's being clever.
But it's not. It's called a tune-out.
You know, some people think TikTok is a huge waste of time.
Yup, I'm one of them.
Well, you wouldn't be one of those if you'd looked at D-Train channels.
Oh, man.
A lot of helpful hints.
Helpful hints. He's like, that him and TikTok hand in hand, right, Junior?
Just a modern day MacGyver, isn't he?
Just a capable man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is. Fantastic guy. Go follow his page. Hit that like button.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things TikTok will teach you about life.
Top things TikTok will teach you about life? What?
You're too old to be on TikTok.
Yeah, just like D-Train.
You can be famous without being famous. When it comes to TikTok, you must dance like everyone's watching and harshly judging your weight and BMI.
Yep.
You refer to me as Fatty McFatFat.
The real secret is your content can totally suck as long as you're cute.
I just got my dirty.
You get a pretty girl on TikTok, you'll listen to anything she says.
Yep.
Anything.
Forget college, girl. If you really want to make money, shake that ass.
Yep.
Alone.
You're on TikTok and you're a pretty girl. Show a lot of mid drift.
Yep.
It is man.
Oh,
now that's it's mid drift. I think.
Is it mid drift?
Yes.
Mid drift.
Yeah.
Drift.
I want to make sure that you have it correct.
Mid drift.
Because you'll be constantly criticized for that.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
Halter top, tube top.
Mm-hmm.
Hip hugger jeans.
That's nasty.
Between TikTok and the Fast and Furious movies, there is an entire industry waging war on our brain cells.
Why is that, ladies?
Remember this, son. Putting sunglasses on your dog will make you a star. The heartfelt song you wrote on guitar for your mother will be enjoyed only by her.
Yep. Go lie down. Last time I'm going to tell you.
This is one we learned years ago.
What?
If you're stupid enough to eat it, someone else will be stupid enough to watch you eat it.
Oh my gosh. What do I do?
And finally, the very top thing, TikTok will teach you about life.
Yes.
Just because you can make a perfect portrait of Jennifer Lawrence out of chopped peach pits doesn't mean you should.
Shame! Shame!
Shame.
Shame!
Elvis has left the building.
Bad tip, baby.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.